Hello, my precious friend. This is Pastor Verna Brown, and I am so excited that you have chosen to join us by podcast today. I pray that this message is inspiring, it's encouraging, and that it propels you further into the destiny that God has for you. Sit back and enjoy. Are you guys ready for the word? We're going to make a declaration right now, and I want you to hold on to this because the world is shaking right now. And it's going through a lot of turmoil right now. And years ago, I heard somebody say, I'm over it, in the sense that they were over it. Like whatever it was that was going on, you know, in their life, they were done with it. But I heard it, and I heard it in a different concept. And it was that whatever this is in my life, I'm above it. Right? Not in a prideful way, not in a haughty way, but I'm over it. And that night I went to sleep and I had a dream. And I was flying over all of these wars and these burning cities. And I kept seeing into homes where there was all this chaos. And there were people getting in arguments and fights. And then there were wrecks. And it was just this, everything on the ground was just trauma, 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 trauma. And in the dream, I was hovering over it. And I woke up and I wrote this devotional / message. And I'm going to give it to you today because I feel like right now is the time that I need to release it. So I want you to say this, I'm over it. Say it again, I'm over it. And several of the prophets have come out in the last few weeks and said that it is so important that we get our decree and our proclamation out. Because there's times when the enemy comes and tries to muzzle your mouth and get you quiet and get you in your head and make everything in front of you look so big that it seems impossible and get you so confused and so depressed that you won't even open your mouth. How many of you have been there before? You just get quiet and all of a sudden you feel like you're sinking. And I want you to know that your proclamation and what you believe and what you declare is so important in times like that. We have to open our mouth. And I can't tell you how many times during the last few years going through what I've went through that I got up and said, I'm over it. But it didn't mean that I didn't have the emotional feelings. I didn't feel the grief. I didn't experience feelings. It was me telling my soul, listen, you're not going to get bogged down in this. I'm not going to let you. I'm over it. And I'm going to establish this through the word today. How many of you have flown and you've flown over your neighborhood or your state? Yeah. Isn't it interesting to see how tiny your property or your house, it's like a little speck, looks when you're up there? Perspective is everything. And when we declare the word of God and we get into worship, what happens is our spirit begins to elevate above the problem and we start to get a new perspective about what it is. Yes? Amen. So we're going to feel feelings. And as I said last week, I'm going to kind of build on that. Our will is more powerful than what we feel. God has given us our will to engage with him, to align with him, and to believe him. We can obviously use it in the other direction. But he gave us free will, and it's our choice to believe the word of God. And if I could encourage you to do anything, it is to identify how you feel and then ask the question, are my feelings the truth or is the word of God the truth? And you should always answer, the word of God is the truth. As you become more of a leader of your own soul, because you need to lead your soul. You need to submit your soul to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, but he gives us self-control, amen? So he will speak to us, and then we are to control ourselves based on what he says. And the enemy wants us right now to sink in despair. He wants us to listen to all of the garbage out there. Tomorrow I'm bringing a repeat of one of my devotionals back, and it's called smile and take out the trash. But God wants us right now to get control of our soul. He always does. But with everything coming at us as Christians, as a nation, and we're coming into an election year, there's going to be political upheaval, there's going to be all kinds of things that are going on. Amen. And we need to be prepared as the church to stay in prayer, to make our declaration, our proclamation align with the word of God, but also not to get caught up in the crazy again that we have experienced in the last few years. Looking back on 2020, and we all know, you know, during that whole COVID season, that so much was propagated against us. And we saw people get into fear. We saw all kinds of, you know, decisions being made out of fear. And I don't want to get on that soapbox. I'm just telling you that the Bible says at the end of the age, the world is going to wax worse and, say it, worse. And if it's going to, the world, he doesn't say the kingdom is going to wax worse and worse. He says the world is going to wax worse and worse. And we are in the world, but we're not of the world. So we are not to operate, act, and think like the rest of the world. The rest of the world is going to be in terror and fear. That's what the word of God says. It says men's hearts are going to what? Come on, they're going to wax cold, but they're also going to, somebody give it to me, Bible students. Men's hearts are going to fail. Come on, speak to me. They are going to fail them. Why? Because of fear. You can't get around this stuff. We're Bible students right now. We're going through the word of God. And when you hear this stuff, I'm not here to give you a doom and gloom message, but Jesus never danced around the obvious or the truth with his disciples. He prepared them and then he empowered them to overcome through everything that they would face. And the Lord is doing the same for the church today. I love the church and I don't want to beat up the bride, but much of the preaching has dumbed down the bride, has lulled her to sleep. And I love encouraging messages. And I love to give you those empowering messages and for you to walk out all warm and fuzzy and all, you know, with the feel goods. I love feeling good because feeling good feels good. But the truth of the matter is there's a lot out there coming at us that's making us not feel good. So we do need to deal with our feelings with the word of God. And the truth is, we live by faith, not our feelings. We live by faith in God's word alone. So Jesus begins to tell the disciples in John 16:33 that they were going to experience trouble. He addressed the reality of trouble and suffering that being in this world brings, but he also gave us an empowering promise of overcoming power to handle it. I want you to say this. I have overcoming power to handle whatever I face. Amen? John 16:33, the word of God, Jesus' word says, I have told you these things so that, and anytime you see so that, he's telling you this is the purpose of me telling you this, so that in me you may have perfect peace. In the world, you have tribulation and distress and suffering. So let's just stop there for a second. In the world, you have tribulation, distress, and suffering. You know, so many people get mad at God because they're in distress and suffering. The Lord is not responsible for all the distress and suffering. The devil is. The devil is the one that's causing all the tribulation, distress, and suffering. So we don't blame God. There's another way that we are to be in tribulation, distress, and suffering. And Jesus is saying, if you're in me, you're going to be able to have perfect peace. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but I have. I have been in the middle of such distress and suffering, and all of a sudden, I feel this cloak of peace come upon me. And I know it's not me. That's not me just getting into some vibe. It is literally the presence of Jesus himself. It's the Prince of Peace who shows up. I love the song this morning, "You Showed Up." And there's a marked difference between someone who has the presence of God in their life and someone who doesn't when trouble shows up. You see, they act different, they respond different, and the enemy wants to destroy us through toxic stress, fear, chaos, confusion, all of these things when trouble comes. I believe you guys are going to start to show up as peacemakers, peacekeepers. Amen? Conduits of God's peace in the middle of tribulation, distress, and suffering. This is a God who tells you the truth, right? You're going to experience these things, he's telling them. He says, but be courageous. Here's what we are to be. And this is an instruction, just be it. There's times when I have been afraid, but I showed up and I was courageous because the Lord instructed me, just show up and be it. Be courageous, be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. Be. When the Lord instructs you to be something, he's not telling you to do something that is impossible. He's not telling you that you have to go get it and conjure it up. He's just saying, I make all this available. Now in me, be that. It is a decision. You are empowered to be it because he gives you the power. Now unto him who is able to do according to his power that works in us, over and above anything we ask or think. I believe that we can be these things because I believe he is the source of all these things. Amen. Then he says something important. He says, I have overcome the world. Wow. I look at all this chaos and everybody's like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Oh my God. And I'm like, he's overcome all this. And because I'm in him, it matters. Yes, people are suffering. Yes, people are, you know, things are going on. But I don't have to go into a state of fear and chaos because of what's happening in the world. I recognize that God has put me on this earth and put his power in me and given me authority to speak. To speak over nations, to speak over people groups, to speak over my city, to speak over my family. And what I decree and what I declare is very powerful. That's why prayer is so important. You are more powerful than you know. And the Lord doesn't want us to just regurgitate the bad news that is out there. He told us it'll be out there, but he gave us an antidote. He gave us himself. He gave us his power. He gave us his person. He gave us his authority. And he says, you are my agents on the earth. And you have the power and authority to stand up and take control of the atmosphere, of your home, of your workplace. Stop letting the demonic in the room own you. Walk in there and know that no matter what is going on, you are over it. I like that. And he says in the Amplified, I like this. He says, my conquest is accomplished, my victory abiding. I like that, so it stays. The victory stays. That's what abiding means. His victory didn't just come once and, you know, his victory is abiding. These are the words of our Savior. I love that his victory abides. I've had to sit with these things. Like, I have victory in tribulation, distress, and suffering because I have the Lord and his victory abides. If someone abides with you and they come and live in your home, they live there. They abide there. They dwell there. It's a mindset, and it's also where you believe in your heart and then you get your words in alignment with it. And it sounds crazy. It does sound crazy to the world. When you say, I am a victorious person, I have the victory of God, and you're waking up when all this stuff is going on around you and no one has victory, and everybody's like, I need the victory, I need the victory. I want you to say this, I have the victory. See, when you say I need it, you're implying that you don't have it. that it's something that you're waiting to get. When you start to operate according to the word of God, you get up and you say, I am not fighting for a victory, I'm fighting from one that's already been won. Amen? Did my computer just die on me? No, it did not. Okay. We can do it without you. Jesus said this, I have past tense deprived it of power to harm you and have past tense conquered it for you. So it's already done. The world. So 1B, this promise in John 16:33 was made prior to the cross. And Jesus was so confident in his victory that he spoke of it as if it was already done. He knew going into battle that Satan would never win. And if he can get you to believe his word, you will win in every situation too. And so I started to structure this because we get so focused on what the enemy's doing. What the enemy's doing, what the enemy's doing, what the enemy's doing. And I'm trying to shift your brain. Yes, the enemy's busy. He fell like lightning from heaven. Jesus, I saw him fall. He was thrown out. But I have given you authority. How? Over. We'll come to the scripture in a minute. But I've given you authority over all his power. So he has some power and he's busy. And he's going to ramp it up and he's going to ratchet it up. And at the end of the age, the Bible says that there will be more of a demonic release than there ever was before. On the earth, there's going to be greater deception. And it says, the Lord said, unless I shorten the days, even the elect, which is us, will be deceived. So we see it. I see it, the shortening of days. It feels like I just put up my Christmas tree. And it seems like time is just going like this. Quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker. And during this time, the Lord is saying there's going to be more wars. There's going to be more rumors of wars. There's going to be more earthquakes. There's going to be more birth pangs. There's going to be more demonic influence on the earth than ever before. But look up, for your redemption draws nigh. And while you're looking up, don't let your heart fail you because of fear. It's getting scary out there. But we're not to give in to that. And we're not to just regurgitate everything that makes us feel afraid. We are to go back to the word of God and we're to say, thank you, Jesus, that you have overcome every demonic spirit, every demon, the devil. You took care of him at the cross. Your victory is abiding. And no matter what I see, I know how this thing ends. And I'm not going to be that household that just feeds on the garbage that's coming across the news waves and the airwaves and all of that. We are to be aware of the signs of the times. Amen. But we are to get up in our house and say, God, I thank you for salvation. I thank you for victory. I thank you for dying on the cross. I thank you that you have written my name in the Lamb's book of life. And that if my body perishes, if I live, I live. If I die, I still live. It's just getting better from here and I am over it. He called the disciples together. And he gave them authority. Let's go to point 2A. It says, then Jesus called together the 12 apostles and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to announce and preach the kingdom of God and to bring healing. Wherever the kingdom of God is, you will see power and authority over the demonic. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's how you know the kingdom of God has showed up. And when the kingdom of God, when the Lord said the kingdom of God is not out there, it's not something we're waiting for, it's at hand. That's why I say talk to the hand, devil. The kingdom of God is at hand. When you show up somewhere, the kingdom of God is at hand. The power of God, the authority of God, it's at hand. And if you think you're going to walk into these places that are demonically influenced and everybody's just going to like you, and they're all just going to say nice things about you, yeah, you're fooling yourself. We are going to experience tribulation, persecution, and suffering. But we are to respond in a different way. Yeah? The kingdom of God inside of you is going to make the enemy who has had territories and regions under his control and under his power, very upset. And he's extremely territorial, and he does not like leaving nice and quietly. So many times we get our feelings hurt. How many of you have ever got your feelings hurt? Because you showed up with the love of God. You showed up with the peace of God. Sometimes you just showed up and you were just there, minding your own business. Not there to hurt nobody or anything. And all of a sudden, yeah, you walk out of the place and go, could you please remove a few of the knives from my back? I feel kind of persecuted and all that. Listen, we need to get control of our soul and of our feelings. There is going to be more opposition on the horizon. I'm trying to prepare you, not with bad news, but good news. The good news is the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. Jesus has given us that. He's given us power. He's given us victory. But there's going to be an onslaught of betrayal. Aren't you glad you came to church this morning? There, the word says, Jesus said, brother and sister will betray each other. Households will become divided. If there ever was an hour where you need to know your identity in Christ and who you are and to be able to stand as a loved child of the Most High God, secure in your identity in him, knowing who you are, whose you are, and where you're going, it's now. Because words hurt. And when people say things about us and mock our faith and tell us we're weak because we have religion, religion is a crutch. You know, serving God is BS or whatever they say. You have to stay true to who you are and what you know, which is the word of God. Amen? The enemy is the accuser of the brethren. He's going to try to drag you down. And if he can lob lies about you, false narratives, accusations, hurtful statements, they are barbs sent from the enemy himself. You are to lift up your shield of faith. Faith in what? Faith in Christ, faith in his word, faith in what he says about you. And you are to stand behind that shield and you are to do everything that is counter to your flesh. And that is, you are to speak blessing over the person that persecuted you. You are to speak destiny over them, identity over them. You are to ask God to help you see the person he died on the cross for and ask God to give you his eyes for them, no matter what is coming out of their mouth. And when you do, what happens is you not only set a guard over your heart, but you take the individual that God loves and you separate them from the demonic influence that's coming through them. Everybody still here? Yes. You move that person out of harm's way, even you harming them. You have to make up your mind. I will not harm that person with my words. I will decree the truth over them. You move them out of harm's way and then you begin, now you have the authority to speak to the demonic thing that is operating through them. And begin to curse the root of that rejection. Begin to curse the root, amen? Of that hatred, of that anger, or whatever it is. We begin to pray over them. This is the only way we're going to start to see people get set free. Many times we get caught up in the emotion of what happened and we get defensive. And then our mouth gets in agreement. And what happens? We open the door to the enemy. We still have the authority of God. But you can't operate in the authority of God when you're giving heed to the enemy. Strategy. You have to stop and say, I'm over it. And doesn't mean I'm over you. I'm done with you. I'm not speaking to you anymore. It's not this cocky I'm over it thing. It's I'm over it. I'm over this warfare. I'm over these arrows. I'm over this chaos. I'm over all of that. I am seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I have the authority over the demonic that is trying to come at me. I have power and authority over this. And I'm not going to get sucked down to playing this level of warfare at this, you know, at this level. I don't fight at this level. I fight from up here. Yes? Luke 10:19, Jesus said, "Behold, I've given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and physical and mental strength and ability." That'll preach. Physical, mental strength and ability over. You see the word over? Over how much of the power of the enemy? All of it. All that he possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. Huh? Good stuff. Jesus goes on and says in Luke 11, a chapter later, "But if I, Jesus, drive out the demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has already come upon you. When the strong man, Satan, fully armed, guards his own house, his belongings are undisturbed and secure." I like this. "But when someone stronger," see, the enemy wants to hang on to stuff. He thinks he's got your family in his fortress. He thinks he's got your goods in his fortress. When I learned this scripture years ago, I was like, wait a minute. We expect, you know, angels from heaven to go in and get our stuff back and bring it back to us. You need to disturb the enemy's house. And many people are like, "Oh my gosh, there's a devil in my house. Call Pastor Didi and Pastor Verna to come get it out." And I'm like, I don't do Ghostbusters anymore. I teach, and don't call 1-800-GHOSTBUSTERS. If he's in your house, he's come too far. You need to get him out. But you also need to pray your children out. You need to become a holy disturber. I don't say go chasing every devil, but listen, we don't just sit around and watch the enemy torment our families and torment our children and not do anything and not say anything and just sink in despair and go, oh, you know, no, there's so many things that we can do and we should be doing. But the one thing we cannot do is sink in despair, start fighting, get our mouth in agreement with the enemy. Are you guys getting this? I know I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, not you. But I just feel like, you know, I'm bumping up against something right now in the spirit. And you may have heard this 1,000 times, but I want you to hear it again because this is on God's heart right now. He not only wants you to get the confidence to say, "I'm over this," but I have the power through Jesus to go in and plunder the enemy's camp and take back what belongs to me. Amen? It says, "When someone stronger," that's Jesus and those with his authority, "then he attacks and overpowers him." "He," Jesus, "and those with his authority robs him of all his armor on which he had relied and divides his goods as spoil." Well. The enemy wants you to think that he has your family members, that he is undisturbed, that he is secure, that nobody's going to have the authority to walk up in there and get him out. Whatever it is, your business, your finances, your children, your spouse, he wants you to believe that the fight is too hard. And Jesus is saying, "I have given you the authority to speak, to pray, and to not come in agreement with that. Yes, I will release heaven's hosts, but I'm also going to do it in tandem with you. Angels don't come on the earth and pray for us. They pray, they operate when we pray. Does that make sense? We activate them when we speak the word. God gave man dominion and authority on the earth. He didn't give angels dominion and authority on the earth. He gave man dominion and authority on the earth. When man forfeited his dominion on the earth, Jesus Christ came and died on the cross to give us back our dominion and our authority on the earth. We just need to believe it. There were times when I was just shaking in my shoes because a demonic onslaught had come at me, or I was crying. Oh, they said this. They believed this. And then the mental warfare came, and, you know, I was too sensitive. I held man's opinion in higher esteem than I did God's. And I let myself stew and be messed up in the head for a little too long. And then I hear the Holy Spirit say, hey, is that who I say you are? What'd I say? Who are you going to believe? What do you have? They're armed with some of the devil's words and some power, but what do you have? I'm like, I have the authority of Jesus Christ. Well, then get up and use it. Are you tired of listening to that? Are you tired of feeling like that? Are you tired? Are you done yet? Yeah, I'm over it. Come on. Say it. I'm over it. I'm over it. There's things we just need to get over. The Lord is fighting our battles for us, but he's fighting our battles through us. And when you lose your fight, the enemy is able to rob you. You're not fighting in your own strength, but you can't lose your fight. You can't just lay down and succumb to the feeling. The feeling, there's hurt involved when you get robbed. There's hurt involved when you're betrayed. There's hurt involved. And the hurt is something that God can heal, but we can't lay down in the hurt and not come back to what God has said and give the hurt to him and say, Lord, I'm going to stand up today. I'm going to take authority over my soul. I'm going to take authority over everything that's been said. I'm going to take authority. I'm going to bind up all those words and render them null and void and impotent in the name of Jesus. I'm going to put on some worship. I'm going to begin to declare and proclaim who I am, who you are. I'm going to fill this house and this atmosphere with the authority and the presence of God, and every demon spirit that is trying to come up in here has no other choice but to flee in the name of Jesus. Jesus disarmed the devil. And point three, he disarmed the devil for good and triumphed over him at the cross. And he prophesied in John 16:33. He delivered his power and authority via faith in him. There it is. And the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to every believer after the cross. And so Paul said in Colossians 2:15, when he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, those supernatural forces of evil operating against us, so they are operating against us, he made a public spectacle of them, exhibiting them as captives in his triumphal procession, having triumphed over them at the cross. So we see Christ. He triumphed over them. And then he says, I've overcome the world, and I have given you power and authority now over all of them. Amen? 1 John 2:14, I write to you, fathers, because you have come to know, recognize, be conscious of, and understand him who has existed from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and vigorous, and the word of God is always abiding in you, in your hearts, and you have been victorious over the wicked one. Yes? He's telling them, you have it. 1 John 4:4, little children, you are of God, you belong to him, and have already defeated and overcome them, the agents of the Antichrist, because he who lives in you is greater, mightier than he who is in the world. Amen? This is just good scripture, right? And he's telling them they've already overcome the agents of the Antichrist before the agents of the Antichrist actually started to show up. We got people, oh, the Antichrist is coming. He is coming. But we shouldn't be looking for the Antichrist. We should be looking for the Christ. Amen? And if an Antichrist spirit is operating, and they are, they're being unleashed every single day. There'll be false Christ. There's going to be, the Antichrist means against Christ. Spirits against Christ. I mean, they are out there. We're being ridiculed in the public arena. They took prayer out of the schools. Now if you pray in your workplace, you're banned. It's just everywhere. I don't care where it is. I am still going to stand up for Christ no matter where I am. I am proud to be a Christian. I am proud to name the name of Christ wherever I am, no matter what is going on out there. I am for Christ, not anti-Christ. But the Lord is saying through John, he said, you have already overcome them. There are two marked differences between the cold cultural church that names the name of Christ but does not demonstrate him or exemplify him at all. You can say you are, but when you truly are a child of the living God through faith in Christ, there is a boldness. There is a strength. There is a stability. There is a fortification. There is a commitment. There is a peace. There is a power that is in your life that is recognizable. There is power over the enemy. There is power over your flesh. There is a willingness to yield and continue to be transformed and to grow into the likeness of Christ. Not to succumb to the coldness and the cultural norms of the day. I believe God is raising up a remnant. He's calling us back to the altar of prayer. He's calling us back to the place of worship. I know I've had it too. I'm like, I've had enough. Listening to all that out there isn't making me stronger. It isn't giving me more vigor and more victory. You know what I'm saying? I need to shut all this off and listen to the voice of God in this hour, because he has assignments for us. He's about ready to unleash us to bigger regions. And there is a fight over our vision. There is a fight over our destiny. There is a fight over what God wants to do in and through you and your family and your lives in this hour. But I'm here to tell you, God has already won the fight. He just needs you to say, I'm willing to stand up again and get my fight back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revelation 12:11 says, and he's speaking of the end time believers, they overcame, past tense, and conquered him, that's the devil, because of the blood of the Lamb, there it is, and because of the word. The blood and the word. The word, we have to give utterance. You must talk about it, declare victory. A silent testimony has no power, but an uttered testimony brings overcoming power. You know the thing the enemy hates more than anything is my testimony. It says of their testimony, for they did not love their life and renounced their faith even when faced with death. How are you going to act if somebody says, I'm going to kill you? You don't renounce your faith. A lot of people be afraid because they haven't really given their life for the Lord. See, when you've already given your life to the Lord, somebody threatening to kill your body, it doesn't shake you. You're not clinging to that because you know that your body is not your life. Your body is your house. And they can destroy the house, but they can't take your life. Yeah? I've already died. I'm a dead man walking. Thank you. Walking around in a body that's perishing. But I'm more alive than I've ever been. And every year, the body gets older and I get stronger. Hallelujah. And though the outside is wasting away and it's perishing, I am not desperately trying to cling to this thing that will eventually go down in the grave. But you know what? It's going to go down, but God's going to give me a brand new resurrected body that will never decay. There will be no pain. There will be no sorrow. There will be no tears. There will be no death. There will never be any of that anymore. There will not be any more drama. I'm telling you, the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. I'm over it. Go ahead, stand to your feet. Listen, I have a whole nother section there that I'm not going to get into today, but I preached like a Pentecostal today, didn't I? I did. Yeah, did you like it? I was kind of Baptocostical. A lot of word and a lot of yelling. Baptocostical. I've been loud from the day I came out of my mother's womb. I was little and loud. Thank you all for loving me. I still get fired up for Jesus and his word. I love to put the truth down deep in your heart. I love you. I love for you to walk out with a weapon, something that'll help you get through the week, get through the rest of your life. This word is so on the Lord's heart. He's given you power and authority. You're an overcomer. You are an overcomer, not you will be one. You overcome. Therefore, you will never be overcome. You gotta choose it. Yeah? Paul said, and may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. And what he was saying is that God and his peace gives you the ability to be over, to surpass all the stuff that vies for our peace. Holy Spirit, I feel your presence so strong. I thank you that there's never a time that the word goes out into these loved ones' life. Never a time that it comes back void. I thank you, Jesus, for choosing me to be a releaser of your word. Because I can trust the word to do what it was sent to do. It will always bear fruit. I ask you now, Holy Spirit, to take the words that were spoken today and implant them deep in the hearts of these loved ones. I declare that by the power of your spirit, their hearts will not fail them. Because of fear. Fear of death, fear of the future, fear of loss, fear of anything. You didn't give them a spirit of fear. You gave them love and power and a sound mind. And I decree and declare right now in Jesus' name that these empowered loved ones will be disturbers of the enemy's house. They are going to take back what belongs to them. If it has been stolen, if it is missing, and if it is in the enemy's camp, I decree they will take it back. They will verbalize the victory of Jesus Christ, and they will command and demand the enemy to turn loose of their loved ones, of their finances, of their children, of their families, of their businesses, and even those who are caught in bondage and addiction. I declare in Jesus' name, we are going to see a mass exodus out of your camp, devil. We are believing God and seeing them coming out now in Jesus' name. I thank you for the salvations that are taking place all around the world, Jesus. And may we continue to be those who introduce others to you. May we be the light that you have declared us to be. I pray that many will say yes to you because of our witness. You know, the word of God says if you declare with your mouth what you believe in your heart, you will be saved. And if you believe that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. Isn't that good news? And every time I preach, I give that opportunity. I always say, I would rather you have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Amen. So let's together believe right now. There may be somebody watching. There may be somebody here today. Just say, Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I ask you now to forgive me and to write my name in your Lamb's Book of Life. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. I know I will never be the same. In your name, Jesus, amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. It is because of you that this ministry is made possible. We also want to give a special thanks to those who give so generously to this ministry. If you are interested in partnering with us, click the link below in the description to give now or visit our website at soulharvestwc.org. Make sure to follow us by tapping the plus sign in the top right corner of your screen. If today's message spoke to you, please share this episode with your friends and family by clicking the share button. And don't forget to tag us on your social media at soulharvestwc. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.